Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. Thumb Kids Theater has recently debuted at the Harbor Beach Community Theater, ushering in a new era of artistic exploration for local youth. The theater aims to unite children from across the Thumb region, offering them opportunities to develop skills, confidence, and a sense of community. Serving as a nurturing environment for youthful creativity, it provides a range of activities, including acting workshops and coaching sessions, inviting children of all ages to delve into the world of performing arts. Founder Diane Stewart envisions a space where collaboration thrives and self-expression knows no bounds. "We're excited to offer a platform where children can explore their creativity and acquire new skills," remarked Stewart. "Our objective is to establish a supportive and encouraging environment where every child feels valued and empowered to pursue their passion for the performing arts. Families eager to engage in this enriching experience can find further information at thumbkids.com. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. The Harbor Beach Community Hospital's Senior Life Solutions and the Huron County Suicide Prevention Coalition are helping to spread mental health awareness in the Harbor Beach schools and Ubley schools with walks. The schools will be supporting Go Green Walks today and May 9th. Today's walk started at 1:30 p.m. at the Harbor Beach High School and continued to Prescott Street Pier. Once at that location, the students wrote positive messages and did drawings on the sidewalks. The May 9th walk is at Ubley Schools. The walk there will start at 1:30 p.m. at the track field for the middle school students, and the high school walk for high school students will start at 2:15 p.m. In addition, community members are encouraged to participate in the walks as well. Anyone who is struggling with mental health can contact the Harbor Beach Community Hospital at 989-479-0200. In emergency cases, call 988, text 988, or chat 988lifeline.org to reach the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And we will continue with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Once upon a time, our family had trouble with pests around our home. Did you know that stinging insects send tons of people to the hospital? And teeny ticks and mosquitoes can be all around the yard. Their bites can make people and their pets sick. Mice, rats, and roaches need food and water just like us. You do not want them to visit. They can spread disease and make it hard to breathe. I'm sure glad this story has a happy ending.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Federal safety investigators want Tesla to tell them how it developed the fix in a recall of more than 2 million vehicles with the company's autopilot partially automated driving system. Investigators with the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration have concerns about whether the recall remedy worked because Tesla has reported 20 crashes since it was issued in December. In a letter to Tesla, investigators wrote that they could not find a difference between warnings to the driver to pay attention before the recall and after the recall fix was sent out in an online software update. The Boy Scouts of America is changing its name for the first time in its 114-year history. The Texas-based organization is announcing at its annual meeting in Florida that it will become Scouting America. It's a significant shift for the organization as it emerges from bankruptcy after a flood of sexual abuse claims and focuses on including everyone after decades of turmoil. The organization, steeped in tradition, has made seismic changes, from finally allowing gay youth to welcoming girls throughout its ranks. CEO Roger Crone says the organization wants any youth in America to feel very, very welcome. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And the temperature is 58 degrees. The wind speeds are from the east at 6 miles per hour. and the humidity is at 53%.